Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk WOTUS 2.0 in just a moment. Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This coming spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 19th through 21st at State Fair Park, and the Tulsa Farm Show, which comes in December. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, you can call a show manager at 800-873-1411, 800-873-1411. Also, check out our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
He's the Environmental Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Scott Yeager, talking with cattle producers at a end-of-year webinar put on by the NCBA, talking about Washington, D.C. issues of importance to the cattle industry. He celebrated the fact that the Obama administration's WOTUS is all but done, will be officially dead by early 2018, and then we'll get a WOTUS 2.0 process going.
The 2015 WOTUS rule was terrible because it went way beyond federal jurisdiction and tried to really claim more waters and land features than had ever been jurisdictional before under the federal government. So we have an opportunity now with Scott Pruitt's EPA to redefine those terms and to really put proper limitations on the Clean Water Act and the federal government's reach on that issue. So we've been fully engaged on that. We've been on the vanguard of this effort. We've actually developed our own replacement language with the help of the Environmental Working Group within NCBA. It was a several month process to develop that language, and we've been able to shop that directly to the EPA. And as well as the efforts with the agency, we've also been still involved in the litigation. The Supreme Court held oral arguments on WOTUS this past fall. We were able to sit in the room and really get a feel for where the justices were leaning on that issue. And we think we're going to have a favorable outcome on that effort as well. And just to be clear about the Supreme Court case, the specific issue they're hearing is whether our case starts at the district court level or the appellate court level. It's a venue issue. We'll hopefully be hearing back from the Supreme Court in the coming weeks on that. So WOTUS is on a really good path, and we have a lot to be happy about with that.
Scott Yeager feeling pretty good about WOTUS, but when it comes to regulatory issues in Washington, D.C., there's always one more mountain to climb, and in this case, the mountain is about manure.
Lastly, I'm going to touch on CERCLA EPCRA reporting, and this is one that has been kind of sitting in the background for a number of years. It just bubbled back up to the surface this past April due to a D.C. Circuit Court decision that rendered an EPA exemption rule invalid, which will subject over 100,000 agricultural producers to reporting under CERCLA and EPCRA for air emissions from manure. So we're talking about ammonia and hydrogen sulfide emissions. Those are the odor emissions from manure that if we don't get any help from Congress, a lot of people are going to have to start reporting that stuff. So to that point, we've been successful in delaying the issuance of the court mandate by 8 months. It was supposed to take effect back in May. We've been able to push that back to January 22nd, 2018. So that buys us precious little time to work on a legislative fix, which we've been feverishly developing. We were successful in getting an appropriation amendment in the House appropriations package that would defund EPA's enforcement of those reporting requirements, which means EPA wouldn't be able to go out and ding you or take an action against you for not reporting. And that's helpful, and that's going to be a part of the solution here, but it doesn't fix the entire issue because citizens can still go out and sue you for not reporting. So to that end, we have our work on a standalone piece of legislation that would fix that, and we're working with committees both in the House and Senate to make sure they're in a good place where we can be able to introduce that coming in the new year.
Chief Environmental Counsel for NCBA, Scott Yeager. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.